in the section of Zichronos, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember some of the very, very famous covenants and brisos which he enacted with Am Yisrael. I mentioned in the previous year the bris of Avraham, the bris of Yitzchak, the bris of Yaakov, and our attempts to set the stage for the day of memory, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't only remember our chatoim, our avonos, our misdeeds, our failure as human beings, but also our historical legacy, the people that we're part of, and the tradition of the Avos. This is called the Yerach Eitanim, the month of the Titans, the month of the great people. According to one Deah in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were all born during the month of Elul, during the month of Tishrei, excuse me. So we enact their brisos. But there are other memories, there are other personalities whose memories we enact. For example, in the Psukim of Zichronos, we also cite the Pasuk in the end of Bechukosai, V'zacharti lahem bris rishonim, asher hotzeisi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim lios lahem le'elokim ani Hashem. This is not a bris of Avraham or of Yitzchak or of Yaakov, not a bris of a special hero or a great tzaddik or great avos. This is a more simpler bris, a bris rishonim. Asher hotzeisi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Chazal say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us from Egypt, he formed a covenant with the Shvatim. Not with any one particular star or family, but just with the Shvatim. With 3 million strong who trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, entered into the desert unquestioningly. Very often in our attempts to be more religious, to grow, to be inspired, we latch on to personalities and their stories and their fables, tzaddikim and gedolim and rebbeim, and just role models who inspire us, who enthuse us towards avodas Hashem by the sheer example of their own commitment. And of course, we need these individuals, we need these personalities, both for their role model, for their example, for the Torah they teach us, for the lifestyles they inspire, and oftentimes for their schos avos and bris avos. And certainly on Rosh Hashanah we return to the lifestyles of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We'll read on the first day about Avraham's bris with Avimelech, about Avraham's struggle with Yitzchak and Yishmael, of course, ultimately a struggle which we're living through in our very day. And the second day we'll read about the great, great mission, the great, great challenge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded of Avraham, Kach lecha bincha yichidcha asher ahavta, to sacrifice Yitzchak. The great moment in Jewish history when the notion that we love God so deeply that we're willing to sacrifice our lives, or human life, the lives of those we love, in this case Yitzchak Avinu, to demonstrate that love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even when we don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's request, and even when we shouldn't, I mean, it's not just that Avram can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's request of him, but he shouldn't. For Avram to understand and to identify with killing his own son would be to become a monster. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect us to dispossess ourselves of all of our human instinct and love for a child? Avram stands on Har Moriah and he cries into Yitzchak's eyes, because he feels the full love of a father for his only child, or his beloved child, who has been designated as his successor. But he still fulfills HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's summons. And Ovid Hashem sometimes understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sometimes doesn't. But the world of action and obedience is undeterred. And Avram stands at Har Moriah and builds Jewish history. And each year, as we come up short in our own expectations and in our own record, we base or we predicate our own request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon Avraham's great moment, Yitzchak's great moment at Har Moriah. But sometimes in our pursuit of Avodas Hashem, we get a little bit too enchanted, a little bit too captivated by the concept of a tzaddik and a gadol, and we sometimes, or some people, feel neglect we even sometimes disdain for the simple, committed, common Jew, what some people call in Yiddish the Pashita Yid, the Pashita Jew. And this Pasuk, again in Parshas Bichlakosai, cited in the Zichronos section, reminds us not just to think about Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Bris Haaretz, Moshe's love for Eretz Yisrael, a love which ultimately went somewhat unfulfilled. But in addition, to daven Kodesh Baruch Hu in Rosh Hashanah, to envision ourselves as part of a Bris Rishonim. No one special, so to speak. No one unique. No one extraordinary. But throngs and multitudes of simple, common, ordinary, believing and practicing Jews. A person who can't identify with that pulse, with that schus, with that bris, his tefillos are imperfect, his tefillos are partial. It's not just the bris Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it's not just the gadol and the tzaddik. But to feel the validation and the reinforcement of belonging to a people, striving to maintain their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, struggling through history, being scorned, being disdained by a world jealous with our selected mission. Some Jews more successful in maintaining their avodas Hashem, others less successful. But that general bris, the bris of the common, the bris of the ordinary Jew, the bris of the simple Jew, is just as pivotal, just as vital, just as central to our tefillos. So when you daven on Rosh Hashanah, try to think about those Jews who may not find themselves in shul, may not have as much kavanah, may not even understand the call of the shofar, for whom Rosh Hashanah may not possess the same magnitude and intensity that it will for you. They're part of Jewish history and part of the Jewish destiny. The faceless, nameless Bris Rishonim, rather than the all-star, celebrated Bris of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, in addition, of course, to those Brises. And astonishingly, we don't just recall the example of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or even of the original Shvatim, the original mass population which left Mitzrayim. But the very first Pasuk of Zichronos, we invoke Noach. Of all people, Noach. Noach wasn't even Jewish. Not only do we invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy upon Noach and the Teva after a year plus flooding waters, but we invoke the animals. The very first pasuk of Zichronos. Vayizkor Elokim es Noach, v'yizkol ha'chaya, v'yizkol ha'beima, asher itah b'teva, Vayaver Elokim ruach al aretz vayashoku amayim. Hashem recalled Noach and all the animals and beasts. What does this pasuk have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Where is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Where is the bris of Eretz Yisrael? Where are the great memories of Jewish history? Noach! Animals, tigers, and giraffes, and beetles, and possible function could this pasuk serve? And the launching pasuk of the section of Zichronot, of Musaf? The answer is something which the Rav Zatzal elaborated or asserted several times. At a certain point in Rosh Hashanah, with all of our requests and all of our pleas and all of our davening and all of our hopes and all of our justifications, if we're really honest, if we're really truthful, we recognize just how truly short we come up, just how truly futile our tefillos are, just how silly and undeserved our requests are. Finally, on Yom Kippur, we acknowledge this before every vidui. We acknowledge Man Nomar Lefonecha Yashev Barom Man Esaper Lefonecha Shochin Shchakim. What can we possibly say? What can we possibly offer? Hakol Galui V'Yadur Lefonecha Halo Kol Anisteros V'Aniglos Atayodea. You know it all, you see all, you probe our inner thoughts, the hypocrisy, the lies, the deceit, the delusion, self-interest. As we begin each night when we say Slichos, Slicha, Hashem, Hatzdaka, V'lanu Bashis Haponim, you are the God of righteousness, and all that we can offer you is our shame, it's our embarrassment. We can't even raise our head. As every time we begin to speak, our requests are plagued by hypocrisy, by ineptitude, by mortality. According to the Rav, at that point, a person recognizes that to daven as a human being is futile. It's almost an affront or an insult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we sound the shofar, we grab a horn of an animal, and we start shrieking and squealing like an animal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we may not deserve to be saved as humans, but at least have mercy upon us. It's a simple animal, beast of the jungle, beast of the wild. Paseach es yodecha, u'masbi'a l'chochai ratzon. We squeal and scream as an animal would because we realize we've lost all hope as human beings. We divest ourselves of our human voice and we replace it with an animal roar, with the horn of an animal. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just save us, help us, feed us, provide us with health, with sustenance. A beautiful, beautiful part of Chana's tefillah. Chana, one of the wives of Elkanah, the mother of Shmuel, for years and years been disdained, derided by Penina, her co-wife of Elkanah, who had several children. Each year Chana ascended to Yerushalayim for the regular with her husband. Another moment of shame, another yomtiv of mortification, of embarrassment, of discomfort, of awkwardness, as Elkanah inevitably celebrated the Chag with Penina and Penina's children, and each year Chana's hopes went unfulfilled. And finally, she's davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, she asks Hashem, don't look at me as a wife of Elkanah, as a tzedekah, as a righteous woman, as a moral person. Just, why should I be different from a beetle, from a rat, from any living organism whose basic function is to reproduce, to bring new children, new offspring, and I can't even have that. So you blow the shofar and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're beyond requesting as humans, we're beyond deluding ourselves into believing that we deserve or have license, but save us as animals. Heal us. Take us. This is precisely the function of that first pasuk in Zechronos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we may not deserve anything as a bris of Yaakov. We may have betrayed or abandoned those brisos in the history of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But we're looking to in a more simpler plane. Noach had no bris of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to speak of. He wasn't a Jew and he lived before them. And certainly the animals in that cooped up teva, they're animals. Kodesh Baruch Hu looked down on his creatures, the Melech Yoshev, Akisei Rachamim, Rav Chesed V'Emes, and he saw a community of creatures, of animals and humans suffering a year plus in a sweltering, stinking ark. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said enough, and he had mercy. And he brought a wind, and that wind quieted the flood. And after a while, those creatures exited that ark and began their simple lives anew. Not great lives, not heroic lives, but simple lives. Reproducing, living off of the land, repopulating a planet. And our request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember us favorably is a blend of all those grand, inspiring moments in Jewish history, all those great merits of superlative individuals, extraordinary feats of religion, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yom Tovim, Chagim, Nisim, Niflos. But also we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a more simpler plane. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember the Bris Rishonim. We're Jews, we're simple Jews. We don't have any pretense. We're not presumptuous. We know what we are. We're part of your people, part of your historical mission. We know what we are. We're just simple creatures. We don't deserve that much, but we deserve to live, and we deserve to be supported. We deserve to be healthy. We deserve to carry on. One of more simpler, primal, native, almost animal manner. We take a chauffeur and we sound the squeal as them. We may not deserve all that we ask for, but we shriek as a shaking and trembling animal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yom HaDin has come. And we look to you for rachamim, we look to you for chesed, we look to you to grant us a ksiva v'chsima tova for us, for Am Yisrael. And it's with that balance that we approach the Yom HaDin. Confident in the schus of Akedas Yitzchak, confident in the bris, confident in the shrua, confident in our hopes for a different year, our hopes to perform Torah, Maisim Tovim, mitzvos, avoid averos, and to prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the clemency he granted, the latitude he showed, is warranted, that we will improve, that we do have hopes, that we do have talent, that we do have potential, that we will make a change, that we will improve. But also recognizing how futile it all is, how transient human life is, how passing, lom ya'uf, a passing dream, and how futile it is to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with expectation and pretense. We fall back upon that simpler, common tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have rachamim on us. Mirtz Hashem, we should all have a ksiva v'chsima tova. Be matzliach to daven for Am Yisrael. And be matzliach, have success in pressing not just the needs of a people, but the needs of Jewish history. Ksiva v'chsima tova to us, Mirtz Hashem, and to all of Am Yisrael.